Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland at 13 and a half minutes to nine. A solicitor representing four people who were acquitted of charges relating to the alleged IRA questioning of Maria Cahill has complained that they have been subjected to trial by media. The solicitor said that all four had been charged but had been acquitted in court, and said that in any normal society that would be the end of the matter and his clients should have been permitted to go back to their normal lives. To comment, we're joined by Sinn Féin TD, Pather Tobin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This doesn't solve a lot of the questions about this affair, but what's your comment on it?
Well, the reason I suppose I tweeted yourself, Carl, today was because we've had a lot of debate about this very important issue over the last number of days, but I was surprised that this really important statement made by these individuals through the solicitors wasn't being covered by your show this morning.
It was reported on the 6-1 News yesterday, which is 15 hours ago.
My statement was, like, your show, which has dealt with this issue at least twice every day this week, would not deal with these individuals and their statements with regards to their innocence. And it's very, very important in this case.
It's important to say this. We didn't say anything about their guilt or innocence of anything.
Well, no, the point
and
is...
every program does not have to cover every statement about everything.
Excuse me, Colin. If you want balance, you need to cover both sides of this issue. And the fact is, these individuals made a very strong statement yesterday, which your show refused to indicate.
Not true.
And the point is, as well, is that these individuals were found innocent in a court with regards to the charges that were put to them. They made a statement through their solicitor yesterday, and that simply wasn't covered by your show at all this morning.
There are many other issues that were not covered in this show. As I said, it was covered by a main RTE news bulletin 15 hours ago. Can we talk about what happened to Maria Cahill? Were any of these four individuals involved in the inquiry, as she has alleged, that she was forced to take part in? Or do you know?
First of all, I don't know. And second of all, I'm not qualified to make that decision with regards to their innocence. There's been a lot of questions, by yourself included, this week with regards, do you believe certain allegations? And my view on this is very simple, that if a person is to pronounce on that question, they're actually deciding the guilt live on air of four Irish citizens.
That doesn't arise. I want to clarify this question. I will clarify this question, and then you can answer it as you wish.
My question,
if you want to keep talking over me,
you
get nowhere.
I
am allowed to put a question, and you are allowed to answer. Mr. Tobin, we will get nowhere if you keep talking over me. My question is this: do you know whether those men were in a room having compelled Maria Cahill to appear before several hearings into her allegations, as she has alleged? Do you know? And if you do not know, what is the relevance of what you're saying?
First of all, I don't know if who was in what room. The relevance is what I'm saying is that the only way that this can be got to the bottom of is through the criminal justice system. If you, Cahill, had made, if serious allegations were made against you, would you order that those allegations were decided in a court of law, the media, or the Oireachtas? And every week, every day this week, we have had elected representatives ask, do they believe such and such? We are not qualified to decide. You are asking us to literally be the investigator, to be the prosecutor, to be the judge, and to pass sentence on four Irish citizens. And if we've learned anything from what's happened in the church over the last number of years, we've learned that these issues should not be dealt with within internal organisations.
Mr. Tobin, can I clarify one thing with you?
And they need to be dealt with by the police service and
indeed
the criminal justice system.
Can I clarify?
And anything else is doing injustice to the presumptions of innocence of these individuals.
And we made it clear, and have done so repeatedly, that allegations were made, charges were brought, and those charges were withdrawn. Can I make it clear that we did approach the solicitor who issued the statement on behalf of these four IRA men, and that we got no response from him?
So indeed,
Can I finish the question, please? We wanted to interview the solicitor about a statement he issued on behalf of four members of the Republican movement, and we had no response from him. That was our wish, that was our intention. If it didn't happen, it's not our fault.
But the point that I'm saying to you is, Carl, is that there are many other people who have been available to speak to yourself on this issue. Indeed, Jennifer McCann, who's an MLA, who was discussed in the original programme from BBC, who has detailed information into what happened in this scenario.
She was on prime time.
Has been available.
She was on prime time. There's no point in going through a list of people we could talk to, or a list of items.
Can I just get the major point here, Colin, and it's very important for everybody to understand this. If we want to get to the truth in this matter, and that should be the prime element for everybody's concern, the best way to get to the truth on any such allegation is through the criminal justice system. And what we've seen over the last number of days is the political establishment, I believe, and the media establishment use this element in a very unseemly fashion. I believe we have seen trial by media with regards to Gerry Adams and these four Irish citizens.
You've made that point. We've put questions and so far they haven't been answered. But Padraig,
I told you, Cahill, that you don't know whether those people were in that room. That you don't have an insight to.
Indeed.
And I also told you that I'm not qualified to make these determinations.
And I won't come onto your show
and I won't say that a person is guilty or not.
Thank you very much, Padraig Tobin. It's 8 minutes to 9.